This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Frope. Hostage families are calling for a ceasefire deal pushed by U.S. President Joe Biden. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Biden outlined a three-phase deal on Friday, saying Hamas is no longer capable of carrying out another large-scale attack on Israel. He urged the Israelis and the militant group to come to an agreement to release hostages, both alive and dead, for an extended ceasefire.
Israel has offered a comprehensive new proposal. It's a roadmap to an enduring ceasefire and the release of all hostages. It's what we need.
Many hostage families blame the government's lack of will to secure a deal for the deaths of many of the hostages in captivity. Israel's government has been saying conditions for a ceasefire are still not met. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South Africa was set to end three decades of dominance by the party that freed it from apartheid on Saturday as voters angry at joblessness, inequality, and power shortages slashed the African National Congress's share of the vote to 40%. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
The ANC has won every previous national election since the historic 1994 vote that ended white minority rule. But over the last decade, its support has dwindled. Results from almost all polling stations give the ANC around 40% of the vote, a dramatic drop from the 57.5% it got in previous national election in 2019. The ANC will now have to strike a coalition deal or another form of agreement with one or more smaller parties. A deal to keep the ANC in the presidency could involve opposition backing in exchange either for cabinet posts or for more control of a parliament. The Election Commission has penciled in a final results announcement for Sunday.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is